Welcome to season two of the Ohana Life podcast. Last year, I tried to give you information and guests that would help you along a wellness journey so that you felt more empowered with your decision-making on health, wellness, everything related to, you know, yourself and your human body. This year, I wanted to have a different focus where we went over more how to feel empowered in learning, how you could, you know, get somebody that maybe gelled with your beliefs or what your goals were for physical strength or mental strength, and then be able to seek out and search that learning, because really learning can be at any age. In this episode, I spoke with Peter Van Twyver, who managed a self-care summit for healers the week of January 24th. It was called Empowering the Healer Within. It was a panel of 30 speakers who were in the health and healing field. Six speakers were revealed each day. I was actually one of the speakers on the first day. Peter managed the process of getting interviews from everyone, all of the background work that you could imagine goes into featuring it, and now sorting through all of the questions, emails, and day-to-day work. His interviews had a great mix of different healing modalities while also staying on topic of how caregivers could avoid burnout. I really wanted to immerse myself in the week of leaning into and learning more about the things that I didn't know, but also fill some gaps of what I did and meet new people. I committed to spending the days listening, absorbing, taking notes, and researching the ideas and people further. I even reached out to some during that week. Anyone that knows me knows that I like to go all in on anything I learn or do. I was happy I kept my mindset on spirituality and self-care all week, with very little gaps for letting any negativity in. Throughout, my mind did wander as to wondering what went into creating this summit and why. So I reached out to Peter amidst his busyness, and he agreed to record a podcast with me, so we could all be part of the process behind the process. We talked about all that it entailed, his purpose, his takeaways, his role in it all, and his gratitude. You can consider this a behind the scenes of making season two of this health summit. You still have time to register because Peter is giving a 48-hour window of time to replay this event on February 5th and 6th. I will also include the link to register in the show notes if you haven't done so already. If you are new to me and want to try a class, please message me at lisa@ohanayoganh.com and I'll send you a class that is pre-recorded to try. I hope you enjoy it. I love you all. And here is my conversation with Peter Van Twyver.
Hi, Peter.
Hi, good morning, Lisa. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, good. Thanks for having me. I appreciate the opportunity to be part of your podcast.
Yeah, this is going to be really fun because I've spent the week listening to a lot of interviews that you've done. So I feel like, and you were in all of them, in all 30 of them. So it'll be fun to ask you questions. So let's tell people who you are. So you're Peter.
Yes.
And you live in Massachusetts.
Yeah, I live in Georgetown, Massachusetts.
Okay. So I'm from Massachusetts. I'm from Billerica. And it looked like a lot of the people from the summit were actually in and around like New England. Is that right? Some weren't.
We're fortunate to have people from all over the world. I've seen Denmark, India, Australia, Ireland, Britain. So basically all over the world, but mostly United States and a lot of Northeast United States, because a lot of my speakers are from up here. So,
okay. All right. So you created this kind of program last year. Was it last year or before that?
So I started the summit process January of last year, and it took me about 4 months to get everything ready for that one. And that was called Self-Care for Healers. And I retained the website name selfcareforhealerssummit.com for the second season.
Okay, so this is season two.
Two, yep.
Which I thank you for allowing me to be part of this. This was so fun.
Thank you for being an excellent speaker. And I was definitely blessed with 29 of the most amazing people on the planet to be with me and collaborate on this project. It's been fantastic.
Yeah, this project is like even better than I could have imagined. And that's why I finished them all yesterday and I was like, oh my God, Peter and I need to talk. And you've been so gracious to, because I want to talk about the work that you put into this, but you've been so gracious about like, when I get excited about something, I'll email you and you email back, like, you know, that's great. That's wonderful. Whatever it is, or that was a good speaker, things like that. So it's been really fun. And I want so many more people to enjoy what this summit was all about. So this particular one that you created for this year that's out right now is about empowering healers or people kind of in the spiritual world to kind of take care of themselves better. Does that sum it up, or is there more that you want to say about it?
That pretty much sums it up. But I mean, with the craziness going on right now in the world with, you know, the various things, I don't want to get political or, you know, I'll avoid that topic, but the energy around us is so crazy, and it just kind of, it's compelling a choice, and I call it a choice point. So my new modality that I brought out to help heal healers or anyone that needs healing is called quantum choice point healing, because with the energy around us makes us feel like we're a round object going through a square hole, you know, and it's weird. And it's so uncomfortable that it compels us to make a choice. So healers now more than ever are so necessary for the planet. And there's a lot of us out there that I've had so many people say, I feel stuck. I don't know what to do next. And a lot of them are healers. And so people look up to the healers for the answers as to why do I feel stuck and what do I do next? So I've kind of championed that whole self-care concept, because healers need to do what they do to keep the planet going, you know, and healers are so good at healing other people, but not necessarily good at healing themselves. And I know I've struggled with self-care myself. And for instance, I was up till about 1 o'clock in the morning, finishing up work. I work full time for somebody else. And then I do the summit on top of that. And, you know, I'm not advocating this kind of a lifestyle, but then my brain is like, bing, you know, right around 7:30 in the morning, I'm awake.
And yeah, there's nothing. I received an email from you last night about 1:29 a.m.
Yeah. So I'm not advocating that kind of lifestyle, but, you know, I'm going to get it done. I'm a pretty good worker. And, but that's a road. That's a path. You know, if you like Star Wars, that could be the path to the dark side. Mm-hmm. It's really not good for self-care. And we do tend to take care of other people well and abuse ourselves on occasion or maybe consistently. So self-care is so important for everybody, but most importantly for the healers who are taking care of other people.
Yeah, the people who really feel like their duty is to help others sometimes forget that they need to take care of themselves first.
Right, right. How about empaths? Empaths are beautiful people. They're very sensitive, but they tend to lack boundaries and they tend to spoon themselves out to the point of exhaustion and depletion. And I mean, anybody can be an empath, but some people choose it as a lifestyle and a career path. And we thank them for that. But empaths really struggle with boundaries and saying no, and they're people pleasers typically, and they're here to help us, but then who helps them, you know? Who takes care of the caretakers?
Yeah. So you have a full-time job, but then don't you also work in kind of the metaphysics healing area too as a secondary job?
Yeah.
And on top of that, you did this whole summit.
Yes. You know, when you want to get something done, give it to the busy people.
It's true. It's true. I mean, I really want to uncover to people how much work this probably took you to do. I'm assuming I know how much work it took, but I want to really get at it so people understand, you know, why you're doing it and why it's so important to you. So you assembled, so we have like our own individual healing communities, right? These communities right. that we love personally, because it takes a team to stay healthy and be well. But then you sort of assembled like 30 people, you know, so 29, including yourself, of people that we can all use to help. And you really did a good job of making a good mix of what people could provide. So it takes like existing knowledge that someone may have and fill in the gaps. I felt like that. It like filled in some gaps and it introduced me to some people that I didn't even know existed. That would be really, really great. Like I loved Cheryl about the intuitive writing, the writing from the angels.
Yes.
Because to me that really resonated. So I feel like each person's going to get the one thing that resonates with them the best. And so the way that you had it set up was that each day we received 6 speakers. And they ranged anywhere from like 32 minutes to some, very rarely, but some were like closer to an hour. And then we were able to pick and choose. You had a title for each and you could just go in and then you kind of organized it by like, here's the key points, their contact information, and almost everybody gave a free gift. Which was really nice. So what I would do personally was we got the email in the morning and I would just see what resonated. I wanted to make sure I got them all each day, but went one by one and I kind of completed, like I would watch it, write down notes, then contact them if I wanted to contact them or go to their website, get more information, and then go to the next one and the next one. Now you offered it free this week and you're offering it free for the weekend, because when this comes out, it will be free for that weekend. And then they can have, they can purchase the whole thing if they wanted to have it forever. And that was what, $57?
Yes, until the end of the summit, it's 57. After the end of the summit, which will be Sunday the 6th of February, that price might go up, and then it'll stay at that price. But I wanted to give everybody a discount that attended during the summit, or even the free replay weekend. But to get back to the structure of the summit, what I did was I took a survey monkey survey after the first season and asked people, okay, what worked, what didn't work? What would you like to see for season 2 if I were to have one? And I get so much positive and just loving feedback from season 1 that I really felt like I had to do a season 2. But one of the feedback points was last season was 14 days long. And people said, well, that's too long. So I shrunk it down to 5 days. And some of the people mentioned that the videos might've been a little bit on the long side. So I tried to keep it to 30 to 40 minutes and, you know, some of them go over, of course, I like to talk, so mine's a little bit long, but I offer an attunement, the basic Platinum Ray attunement. So check that out. Cause it's amazing. And I know it sounds like I'm tooting my horn, but, people were like, you gave that away for free. I'm like, yes, I did. I just felt like I had to share that with the planet. So,
So 14 days, was that, how many speakers was that per day?
So there was one to two.
Okay. Versus six.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it might be that 6 a day is too many. So that maybe for season 3, we find that right. Mm-hmm. That sweet spot, you know, not too many days and not too many speakers in a day.
I thought it was good. I probably could, you know, getting the 6th one in each day was a little tough, just the 6th, but I thought 5 was doable if you, you know, in between things or just kind of, I would put my phone in my pocket and kind of listen as I was driving or doing laundry or starting dinner, you know, there's always some pockets of time, but I think that, you know, after watching it all, I am going to purchase because there are some speakers that I want to do their meditations again. And I want to learn more about and kind of keep reviewing and taking notes of their videos because they were that good.
Yeah, that's true. Like, for instance, your session on preventative maintenance was, and sort of mindful movement and things like that. I picked up a technique, and I think if I watched it again, I'd probably pick up another technique. So one was actually brushing my tongue. And I know I've heard that before, but it took you to tell me to do that, to get into that habit. So I've kind of added that to my self-care. And I know if I went back to watch your video again, I'd pick up another tidbit.
Yeah, I do a lot of things for self-care, and I probably should put in a document for you to add to my thing. I think I did one when COVID first started. I was like, here's some things you might want to do like immediately for your immune system. So I'll try and get that to you actually. And I can always add it to the notes of this as well. Okay. So for me, it was like, what was great about each person. And I think I even mentioned this in mine when we interviewed, well, so you interviewed me and now I'm interviewing you, but when we were talking was that, you know, I may know how to shield myself, but like listening to each person, they shield themselves different ways. So one might be like four bars of light and one might be an octagon of light. One might be an egg of light. One might be coming from the ground up, another might be going from the top down, you know, and it was so cool because we can kind of play with that and be like, well, which one works for me? Which one really resonates with me? So I thought, you know, each speaker gave their way and then we can kind of play with that. So I thought that was amazing actually to work with. So, okay, let's talk about, gosh, the whole process, right? Because you would get maybe a tip on someone who's a really good professional as a healer, and then you'd have to contact them. And then we had our own intake form that you'd want to know like all the info. And then you would have to find a time to meet us, and then it would have to work out, right? So there'd be like the initial little talking, and then there would be the actual one recorded. Then you'd have to probably edit that. Then you had to get every bit of information from us, our website, our free gift, our handle on Instagram, our Facebook page, you know, all this stuff, right? Then you had to link it all together and put it together in a page. And then you had to put this entire summit of all of it together, then all the emails, then managing all the emails that come in after the fact. So it was a lot for you. So you're saying it took like 4 months to put together or longer?
It really comes down to, it's a really good question, how many speakers you have and how available the speakers are to jump on a Zoom call. Mm. And that can be tough because my schedule's not the most convenient for most people because I'm dedicated to working 9 to 5 elsewhere. And then I can fit in whatever else I can fit in after that, evenings and weekends. And some people are, most of the speakers are really gracious with that. And I didn't really have any trouble this time getting people to schedule. I did have more trouble last season because it was new to me. And now I have a system down and it's just a whole lot easier doing it the second time and hopefully even easier still the third time.
Yeah. Yeah. And then I don't think people realize like the energy that you have to output because you in every interview did the meditations that someone would talk about, or you went through the process of maybe a mini hypnosis or coaching of some sort. And that can be very tiring, to be honest, because you have to make sure that you're really well in order to tap into all these different ways. I mean, I know the higher level source is the same for everybody. They may call it something different, but to tap into it the way you did for each interview, I mean, 30 times, that's a lot, Peter.
Yeah, well, one of the speakers on season one actually helped me release, and I was crying on that video, and that was, yeah, that was an amazing experience. That was in season one. I didn't actually have any blubbering on season two. But I did have some amazing experiences and I did try to share them. And each speaker has an amazing way to tap into, they're pretty much all divine feminine healing, you know, reaching down pulling out the trauma and facing it and tackling it. And I'm in awe of the talent that we had for this summit. The people were just amazing. And I am very grateful for the experience.
I am too. I got really excited about this. I actually, this morning sent out an email to my community of, you know, it was really hard to pick, but here are like my top five. And then of course I added like a bonus one because it's really hard to pick just five, that if they didn't have a ton of time to view it, at least like check out these people if you can, you know? So that was fun. And I loved when Abigail took you through a meditation because your face was so angelic as she was doing it. And I was like, oh, look at Peter. It was sweet. She's so sweet. I was actually, Joan is your teacher, right? She was on there this year. Yeah. So I was going through hers again this morning. She had a pretty long meditation and I wanted to make sure I gave myself some time for that. And again, like after I purchase it, I'm going to make sure I like really spend the time to again, sit and go through the whole thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She's amazing. I've taken many classes with her and you know, it's never the same. So you could watch her video again and again and just get another piece or another message. And it's just amazing, especially if you do it repeatedly. She's just a very powerful person. And I believe, I don't want to give away her age, but she's definitely much older than me. And she's still just as good as she was when I first met her over a decade ago. Just an amazing person, amazing teacher. And if it weren't for her, we wouldn't be here right now, actually. Yeah. So I have to thank her for that and for her helping me transform into what I am now. And I continue to transform. And I, of course, attribute that to her.
Yeah, you can tell that she's got a ton of wisdom. And she knows she still has purpose before she goes and was trying to take us through that. It was pretty awesome. Mm. But that's the joy of these things. Cause after I messaged you and was like, oh my God, she's adorable. Yeah. I love her. I love her. I love her. okay. So what would you say, out of this whole process that you learned this year at the summit or things like in terms of what they had to offer versus the process?
So takeaways, there's so many learning opportunities from the summit season one, season two, but I think probably the most poignant piece is absorb what's useful. So that's a Bruce Lee concept. Bruce Lee, is actually one of my teachers, one of my inspirations. I used to do martial arts, and I continue to practice. But ever since I was a kid, I'd always look up to him. And he was a philosophy major at University of Washington. And as you know, he's an actor and quite an author, actually, courtesy of his daughter promoting his stuff. But his famous quote is, one of his famous quotes is, absorb what is useful. And there's so many different speakers. I mean, there's 50, well, now there's 54 videos between season one and season two. And if you can, watch each one of them and just pick out something, because there's always something in each of those videos that you could use, absorb what's useful. And then if you find something not useful, you move on and find something useful in the next lesson. Mm.
Yeah, I thought there were so many takeaways that were nice to just keep thinking about. I actually really enjoyed having my week be absorbed in that. It was like 100% absorbed in like all the different ways and methods to really stay in the spiritual world. I think we need that all the time, actually, to be honest, is like all of our thoughts, our peer groups, everything to be in this higher vibration anyway. It's just hard because the world, you know, is suffering and it kind of takes you down a little bit. So having this as a reminder was great, especially at the beginning of the year. Kind of felt like a really good way to start the year.
That's true, because originally I wanted to release this in December and I was worried that it the message and the effort would be lost in the energy of holidays and mm-hmm. and the confusion, the ensuing confusion from Thanksgiving to Christmas. It's a crazier time of year, and I was afraid that people couldn't or wouldn't be able to give the summit its due. You know, it takes a lot of energy to go through a number of master classes and focus. And mm-hmm. I just wanted to make sure that we presented it at a good time. And it is sometimes all about timing. So I changed it to January.
Yeah, I was actually really appreciative too, just because the holidays do get pretty crazy. And like I have one in college now, so getting her back and all that would have been, you know, disrupted. But yeah, I mean, I think we all want to be successful in every way, whether we're in a spiritual job or not. But I don't think people realize the sheer work that goes into it. And I wanted people to make sure that they knew how much you put into this, because you're passionate about it, and you can really feel the passion throughout. As you do it. I mean, truly, you interviewed 30 people or 29 really, but you had to speak in one. And that just takes so much energy. I mean, I do podcasts and you know, it's one. So the first season I did one a week, and that's a lot. I mean, it's a lot, like, to schedule and the, you know, creating the intro and the write-ups and all that stuff. And this year I'm doing just one every other week. Instead of every week, to, you know, tamper my energy. So I couldn't even imagine 30 that you were trying to put all together for one huge event. So I just, kudos to you, Peter.
Thank you. But I think when you're really passionate about something, the energy expenditure is well worth it, especially where now I get to sit back and watch them and really appreciate them. And I get a lot of emails from people saying, you know, good job and thank you for what you do. And that's just the love that you get is just so worth it. And then I'm like, oh, I don't know if I can do a season three, but I'm looking forward to it. And we'll probably start work on that in August, and again, release it in January of next year.
Awesome. So what is it that you do for healing?
So I'm a physical therapist, and I do home care. So I'm on the front lines. I go into people's homes and I make sure they don't fall, and make sure they're drinking their water and making sure they're doing their exercises so they don't regress and function and end up in the hospital.
Mm-hmm. And then what do you do on the spiritual side? Because did you work at Circles of Wisdom in Methuen?
Yeah, I'm currently one of their speakers, and I teach classes there. One of them coming up is EFT for pain, emotional freedom technique. Mm-hmm. It's also known as tapping. Mm-hmm. And I created this class called Tapping into Success, and it was all about abundance and manifestation. And as soon as I walked into the room and the people came in, I get this vibe. People want a class on pain. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, when you're speaking in front of a crowd, or if you're just working with someone one-on-one, you get a vibe, and the vibe was pain. And so I'm like, well, this class is about abundance. I have a feeling you guys wanted a class about pain, and I'm so sorry, but it'll take me some time to make it up. And so here we are next week. I'm probably the week that this podcast is released, I'm going to be doing a EFT for pain class. So
Pain is complicated.
But it's just kind of funny. I don't know. Typically when I teach a class, I'm not exactly sure what I'm going to talk about. I have an agenda and I have a topic, mm-hmm. but you don't know what's going to, the energy in the room, that the people that show up for the group class is really what makes the class. So I don't know what I'm going to say, honestly, till I get there and then the people are there and then I get a vibe. And then, so I was a little bit surprised and maybe a bit bummed at the time of like, well, this is an abundance class, but I can feel everyone wants to talk about pain. So, okay, next month, here we are. EFT tapping out pain is the name of the class.
Okay. And then what about, do you do IET?
IET, integrated energy therapy. It's tapping into angelic energy, and it's an amazing modality for healing. What they call it, their tagline is getting issues out of the tissues for good. And as you know, we tend to store trauma and negative emotions in certain organs. That's kind of based on Chinese medicine. And for instance, fear is stored in the kidneys and anger in the liver. And this is connecting with your angelic allies to remove those issues from the tissues. And it's pretty amazing. It's a very, it's a giggly kind of energy. It's a very powerful, but pleasant. And it, when I do IET, I can't help. I'm a little bit giggly when I do it. And I try to warn the students and the clients that this is such a high vibration energy that if you don't giggle, you know, what's going on. So I love IET. It's amazing.
So then what is the platinum ray that you talk about?
So there are, some people might know about the seven rays of light.
So can you explain that? So can you explain the seven rays?
Sure. So the seven rays of light is a concept that's been around for a while, and there are different schools of thought on this, but basically the rays of light are energies that we can utilize to heal and to manifest. And in my mind, healing and manifestation is kind of the same path. They're not two different paths. It's the same thing. So for instance, the first ray is blue, and that is,
Archangel Michael.
Yeah. Oh, you know about that. Okay. So yeah. So blue is of course associated with Michael. And, when you're trying to create a process, if you're trying to heal somebody, you need an intention. You start with an intention. So that requires power, like personal power, like to be able to stand up and say, I need this, or somebody else needs this. And you call on Archangel Michael to help you establish that personal power and set an intention. And then the next ray of light would be, we don't really need to go into all these unless you want to, but yellow is the next color. So that the next step, as it were, in this process of healing or manifestation, if you're using the seven rays of light, is yellow. And that's the power of Angel Jophiel. And that's all about illumination and wisdom. So if you want to manifest or heal, you need divine illumination. Like, is this right for me? Is this right for the client? What do I need to know to get this done? And that's divine illumination and divine wisdom. And it's symbolized by Jophiel and the color yellow.
Okay. So these are like, if people believe in angels, then you would call upon the color, the angel associated with the color, and then their power or kind of like amplified power to what it is you want in your life?
Well, each angel or archangel, as the case may be, has a specific healing gift that they're associated with. So with Michael, we all know that he is into safety and protection. And that's just kind of root chakra. That's kind of baseline power. Okay. If we could use that term in sort of a generic sense, power, but also intention. You can't really get something done without starting with intention. And that requires feeling safe and utilizing your power. And why not call Archangel Michael in to just amp that up to the highest degree possible, right?
Okay, so I'm starting to understand it. Yeah, so like in the Hindu religion, the protector would be Ganesh. His color, you know, is like red, yellow.
And then yeah, it's kind of similar. And Ganesh would be associated with removal of blockages, that has to happen fairly early on in any kind of manifestation process. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, you know, you're not going anywhere. And who best to remove blocks? Of course, Ganesh is an amazing energy, but you have to take the blocks out of yourself. Mm. You have to get out of your own way, as it were. Because there's nobody better at blocking us than us.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. Okay, yeah. And I know one of the speakers that you had, she gave a download to all of the angels, their colors and what they do and how to call them in. So that's awesome. Okay, cool.
So platinum ray would be the eighth ray of light. So there's seven, and I'm sure a lot of people are familiar with the violet ray, which is number seven.
Okay.
And so the violet ray takes out the bad stuff, right? So that's transmutation. That's, you know, energy is neither created nor destroyed. That's kind of a physics law. But, you know, in reality, you want to take the negative out and transmute it. But you have to put something good back in, right? You just can't take out the negative. You want to make sure that the client or yourself doesn't have a gaping hole from where the negative stuff was removed from your being. So you got to put in the good stuff. And that's the platinum ray. The platinum ray is a very bright silvery color. And the platinum ray is associated with purification and fulfillment of your soul contract. So why not put the highest possible divine light, love, and information into your healing process by connecting with your soul contract and doing what you're supposed to do here? That takes purification. So you take out the negative and put in the pure. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I love it.
So
I'm letting it sit with me because... you know, just like the chakras, there's seven, but then there's always this one that's either above or below.
Yeah. So that the
platinum soul is very similar.
So it's associated with the eighth chakra or the soul star, which in a lot of people, it's not necessarily activated. People are aware of the eighth chakra, but to fully activate it, you need to use something like the platinum ray. Mm. And of course, intention and connect in with that soul contract. But prior to doing that, you have to go through those other steps. That's why there's seven rays. And then this new one is platinum, the eighth ray. It's sort of new. It's been around kind of hidden in plain sight. And I think it's my job to promote that and get the word out to the rest of the planet. So I did a platinum ray attunement in my masterclass on this summit that we just did.
And so you have to go through all seven to get to the eighth.
That would be ideal. You know, another thing sometimes people do is if they're needing healing specifically, that's the green ray, that's ray number five. And you can just call on Archangel Raphael and heal yourself just with that color and that energy. So it's not the color that's the power. It's like in Reiki, if you know Reiki or any energy work that uses symbols or... symbols have power, but Reiki isn't the symbols. The symbols are the tool that help you focus your power and focus your attention. So the color is just representative of the intention, then it helps you focus.
Gotcha.
So if you ever feel like, if you ever feel unbalanced, you can call in the violet ray and remove whatever the imbalance is just with that intention.
Hmm. I really appreciate the explanation. I don't know if I've dabbled that much in the angelic realm. So that's really good. And I'm not sure how many other people in my community do. So it'll be good for them to hear this. That's a great explanation.
So, I mean, we all have healing allies. We have spirit guides or source energy that something we tap into that's higher than ourselves that, you know, we have to tap into. So it's not, you don't want to go heal someone or heal yourself with the concept that I'm going to fix this person or I'm going to do this or even shine my armor. Hey, look what I can do. Because whenever I teach a class or whenever I do a healing, it's not me. I can't take credit. I am just a channel. I call in specific energies that I think the client needs or I need at the time. It's not me. I call it in and they do the work. It's amazing.
I love it. Oh, I love this. Okay. So anything else from the summit that you want to tell people before they do it, if they're on the fence or after they watch it free, if there's anything they need to know about purchasing it?
They can go to the, if they haven't already registered, they can go to the website, selfcareforhealerssummit.com and sign up and just check it out. Just give it a look. Cause if you're unsure, it's free this whole weekend and just see if it's a right fit for you. Just check it out. You don't have to watch all 30 videos. Just click on the ones that resonate with you. If you have a specific issue right now and somebody speaks to that, you know, check out that video and try the techniques and try the meditation. Some people have meditation. Some people just offer techniques, but they're all powerful lessons that we all need.
Mm-hmm. And then this year, I've been asking everyone the same question at the end here. So you ready? Mm-hmm. What is the meaning of life for you, Peter?
The meaning of life. So since I promote self-care, I know that I'm on a path of service to others. And I know a lot of people listening to this podcast are in the same camp. And if you're not in this camp, that's fine. It's sort of a mindset, but it's also a calling. We're kind of clarion called to help others. And now more than ever, we really need that. So service to others is why I'm here and why I do what I do. So that's where I get the energy. It's not for me. It's not just a job. This is why I'm here. And it's so gratifying to help people heal and achieve their goals and learn the lessons that they need. And at the same time, I learned the lesson too. So it's not just, I benefit every time I heal somebody else, I benefit too. So why not, you know, why not help other people? Everything's an exchange. We're here to help other people, but in doing so, we help ourselves, we help our community, we help our planet. And it's really, really necessary right now. I'm sure everyone can understand that.
Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed. Well, thank you so much, Peter. I really appreciate your time. I know you're really busy right now promoting it.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. This has been fun.
Okay.
Thank you for listening. I do hope that you found this podcast helpful and that there's something that you can take away from it that will really improve your life physically, mentally, and emotionally. I do these free of cost for you all. And hope that it's a good resource for you. If you are looking for anything Ohana related, feel free to check out our website, ohanayoganh.com. Thank you and have a beautiful day.